You're listening to the Pesky Report, a podcast dedicated to the Boston Red Sox by Red Sox fans. Report is happy to announce that we will be sponsored by High and Happy Catering out of Springfield, Massachusetts. High and Happy Catering creates gourmet meals for small or large events with a twist. All of their meals are cannabis infused. If you are looking to have a real happy meal, call them at 413-785-8999 or search for them on Instagram at High and Happy Catering. You'll be happy you did. Batting lead off for the Boston Red Sox is the Lawnmower 4.0 from our friends at Manscaped. This fourth generation trimmer is going to help you dodge hairy balls this winter like the Orioles dodged the win column this past season. Today's sponsor, Manscaped, are the global leaders in male grooming, trusted by over 2 million men worldwide, myself included. Swing for the fences and use the right tools for the job with Manscaped for all your hairiest grooming needs. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code PESKYREPORT at manscaped.com.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Pesky Report. My name is Brad Chandler, and holy shit, are things heating up right when we thought they were going to heat up. With me tonight, I have my co-host, Ryan Brady. How are we doing tonight, dude?
What's going on, man? Yeah, things are getting kind of fucking heating up and getting a little crazy.
Yeah. It's getting crazy right now. We are waiting on Hogdale to come on in. He's having some computer difficulties.
Allegedly.
I believe it's watching too much porn, and he got a little too much sticky stuff caught up in there.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know if that checks out, so we're not going to say that checks out.
Not yet.
No. Nope. Hey, the Red Sox had a signing.
Yeah.
The Red Sox had a signing. Come on, Brady.
I sure did. They sure did.
The Boston Red Sox signed Michael Wacha, of all people. 40 days ago. Was it 40 days ago? Was it 50 days ago? This was the guy we wanted to face in the ALCS or the ALDS. Right. Yeah. So that we could make it to the next round. Right. This was the guy we wanted to face. And now he's a part of the Boston Red Sox organization. Yay.
Yep. Sure is.
Yeah. Just found out that Corey Kluber signed with the Tampa Bay Rays for $8 million. So there goes the next Cy Young.
Yep, you know your comeback player of the year for 2022 is Corey Kluber.
I was upset seeing that. I was like, fuck.
Which part, the Wacha signing or the Kluber signing?
Kind of both.
That's correct. That checks out. That does.
I'm not a huge fan of the Michael Wacha signing, but I'm not like, as long as they get someone else, you know? That's literally been this. You know what? They go get Colin McHugh. I'm happy.
Wait. Well, hold on. You gotta specify though, because if Haim is listening here, if you just said someone else, so like if they bring Martin Perez back, that is someone else.
Dude, you can go fuck yourself.
You mean you want someone else who's more talented?
In all honesty, the only pitcher that's on the board right now that I think is like the best fit for the Boston Red Sox is Stroman.
Right. But a ground ball pitcher with a defense that was not good is a little scary, though. Javier Baez then makes a ton of sense, you know, to kind of shore up the team.
I don't think there's any way we get Baez.
You know, I talked about this before. I'm trying not to be fucking negative. I really do try.
Yeah, you were pretty negative Nancy right before we came on.
Because, I mean, I think realistically, the Red Sox are going to increase payroll by about $30 million from where they started the offseason. You're telling me that a fucking quarter of it is for Michael Wacha? That's the problem, right? It's not that Michael Wacha – listen, if they think they see something in him, and I know his September, he like really turned around. He also pitched great against the Yankees. I think it was like over 22 innings, only three or four earned runs. That's great. But in the end, Michael Wacha hasn't really been a tremendous pitcher for a while, right? If they find something, great. But I mean, Heim's track record for free agent signing pitchers ain't so good. You take a look at, I mean, Mike Kickham, Zach Gottlieb, neither worked out. You take a look.
You can't give him shit for Mike Kickham and Gottlieb.
Matt Andrees, released, DFA'd. Martin Perez, didn't work out. Garrett Richards, didn't work out. He's actually done a lot better with the, Renfros and the Kikes of the world, positional players where he's brought in. But the little stopgap starting pitchers for 1-2 years, they haven't. I mean, it's only been two off seasons, but so far he hasn't really. Garrett Whitlock was a Rule 5. But in terms of like tendering on contract, if we're just stuck on these 2-year deals, we're fucked, right? Like that's real. I don't know what the fear is. I'm not saying that I want to give. Simeon is like, I think he's already 30, 31 years old. So I would want to give Simeon a 7-year deal. That's too much. And for a team that's rebuilding in the Texas Rangers, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Simeon just signed with the Texas Rangers, $175 million for 7 years. Was that $175? I think it was.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That checks out. Sure 7 years. I didn't see that coming. No.
No, he's 31. He's 31. So, I mean, I wonder
what, because I don't think anybody had the Rangers on Simeon.
No,
and they're
no.
They're also saying that they've got him for a shortstop. A lot of people didn't want him for a shortstop.
But see, I'm surprised because I know their shortstop. I can't pronounce his name. It was like Khalid, whatever. The one shortstop, he did quite well for the Texas Rangers last year. So I didn't really think that was going to be the position that they would have Simeon in. but apparently that's
Yanni Hernandez.
Mm-mm. No. Nah, he's got a cool last name. He was cool and he was good. Boo. Fucking, let's see here. All right. I'm talking about. There it is. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Oh, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, yeah.
Yeah, like he was looking like, they already had a good young shortstop, kind of up and coming shortstop. Surprised, especially with Simeon, as he's good. I mean, he's already 31. Not that he's ancient now, but a 7-year deal guaranteed through age 38 as a middle infielder for a rebuilding team, kind of an odd fit.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they go with Isaiah Kiner-Falefa at second base. I don't know. We don't know what the Rangers are going to do because nobody even thought that Simeon was going to be attached to said Rangers.
Yeah, this kind of.
I honestly thought he was going west. I thought he was going to the Mariners, and then what's his name, Frazier, got traded.
Yeah, I mean, this to me feels a little bit like they've already done this. The Rangers going after the big shortstop, A-Rod, all those years ago. That it's not that I'd like to see the Rangers want to retool and reload. That's cool, but the Rangers, the Texas Rangers.
Oh, I thought you said Raiders for some reason.
No, maybe I didn't. But the Rangers, to see him reload, cool. It's just, I don't know. Some of the Trevor Story felt like it maybe would have been a better fit. Javier Baez, I could have seen there. That could have been cool with a younger team, a younger guy. But Simeon's not a super young cat.
Nope.
He's been around for a while. But that's not the only signing that's happened recently. We've also had a little other activity, sir.
Yeah. Go ahead. As soon as
as we're looking around, the New York Mets went crazy. They went on an absolute fucking shopping spree. Coming off the heels of Steven Matz, you know, the Steven Matz saga.
I want to say something about this bullshit. Like, I was all for Stevie becoming the owner. I was like, yeah, you know, here's a guy that's he's an actual fan. He knows what he's a businessman. He knows what he's going to be doing. He's got more money than God himself. And then this fucking guy gets Twitter. Like, holy shit, man. If there's one thing that I can appreciate from John Henry and like Sam Kennedy and Tom Werner, it's the fact that they're not really on Twitter. I mean, like, they have accounts and shit. They don't say shit, you know, like, and people get pissed off at them because they're not people persons or whatever. And then you get this fucking dickhead from the Mets, who I thought was going to change the whole Mets being Mets Day. And he just makes it fucking worse. He's like, oh, guess you can't take a he lost Syndergaard. He lost Mets. Who else did he lose? Loop. Is that his name?
Yep.
He lost Loop. And it's like, oh, guess you can't take an agent by their word anymore. I woke up upset. Like, bro, this is baseball. This is what happens. They fucking take your money. They want, if you're going to offer me, if I'm going to do a job for you and you're going to offer me $1 million, right? And said person across the street says they want the exact same job done. I can't do it for you, but they're going to give me $2 million. I can come back to you and be like, hey man, they're offering me $2 million. Or I could just be like, hey, fuck them. This guy offered me more right off the rip.
Sure.
And I mean, that checks out. That's what fucking happens in baseball, people.
Listen, let me ask you an honest question though. If the dollars are even and you're a starting pitcher, would you rather pitch in for the St. Louis Cardinals, which is as respected an organization as there is in baseball, or go back to the fucking zoo in New York? Which one would you rather pitch?
I think it has to come down to taxes.
No. St. Louis, that's a great fan base.
I'm not saying that Matt's was like, hey, yeah, it came down to taxes. I'm saying for me, like, where am I going to get taxed?
I
get what you're saying. I would probably go to St. Louis.
Right, that's a team that's made the playoffs like, you know, it's like 3 of the last 4 years, where the Mets have made it like 3 in the last 20 years. I mean, the Cardinals just always have a good baseball team. You know, they're never like this god-awful team. They're always good. They're always in the middle of it. I don't really fucking get it. So then Stevie Cohen says his crazy shit, which, you know, then I'm like, wow, now he's fucked himself for the offseason. But no, he then goes nuts and signs – Sterling Marte for a 4-year deal. I think it was like 19 or 18 and a half million. I can't remember which one it was. But like, hell yeah, man. He had a good year. Like, if I'm the Mets and a 4-year deal, cool. Like, that's a good fit for the New York Mets. Then they jump out and sign Eduardo Escobar. Quietly, they're like, we're going to get a guy who's an all-star and we're going to plug him in at third base because – yeah, we can do that shit. And then there was a third. Now I'm trying to remember who the third guy they signed.
Michael
was.
Conforto?
No, they didn't sign Conforto, did they?
Oh, yeah. No. I'm sorry.
Who was their third free agent signing? Because I remember they signed three. It was Marte. Oh, fuck. Now I'm trying to remember who the third guy was. It was Marte.
Mark Canha.
Oh, Mark Canha. That's right.
All of this was for a combined $124.5 million. And they're still trying to get Javi Baez.
Yeah, why not? I mean, but where would Robinson Cano even play? I know he sucks, but like, for real, where would he go then?
I mean, what do? You fucking, like, you get rid of him?
Honestly, I mean,
you're still going to have to fucking pay him.
Yeah, but I mean, really, if you are Steve Cohen and you say all you care about is winning, then fuck it, right? Because look, he can't even run down first base without looking like me now. He looks bad.
Looking like who? You?
Like me, yeah. I mean, he pulled a hammy just running to first base.
Bro, he is $24 million. I mean, if they want to throw $48 million down the fucking toilet, let him be a player or fucking get rid of him.
The Red Sox did with David Price.
That's different, man. Who's going to take Robinson Cano?
Nobody. He's just going to be done. But if you're Steve Cohen and you're this, you don't give a fuck, you just want your team to be good, then you don't care. Maybe he's a utility infielder until you realize he's not. I mean, you never know in spring training. You know, Pete Alonso pulls a muscle and he starts at first base. Like, you know, you give it a little opportunity. But I mean, the New York Mets brought in a third base in Eduardo Escobar. That's a, you know, a solid defender, got a lot of pop. You know, they already have Lindor at short. They got Alonso at first. They're bringing in Baez at second. Now all of a sudden you're like, that infield's pretty good. Then you take a look out there in the outfield, adding Marte, Cano. I would almost would assume definitely means Conforto, see ya. And they'll get back the, you know, they'll get some compensation back when Conforto probably signs with like the fucking Mariners or some god awful team like that.
The Tampa Bay Rays.
They can't afford shit. Come on. Although the Tampa Bay Rays, I said this the other day, now they've committed at least, I think it's $195 million in free agency so far this offseason. The Red Sox have committed $7 million.
They committed a fucking 190 or 80 something to one person though.
Right. So
guess who's joining us?
He's like, oh.
How was your session?
If you mean me trying to get my computer to work for the last 25 minutes, it was fucking infuriating.
Man, you know, I use a phone when I watch my porn.
Dude, I use a fucking movie projector. We are not the same. Anyway, what have you two talked about?
Well, welcome in Hognail, who decided to join us after 25 minutes.
Oh, I decided. Like, I decided to fucking be late. I fucked both of you guys. Like, probably shit-talking me in the last 15 minutes. You fucking clowns.
No, we only shit talked to you for the first like 30 seconds of the episode.
All right. What have you guys
45.
Yeah. Minutes. What have you guys touched upon? What have you already touched upon?
Each other.
Dude, I wish.
We talked about how pumped we are that the Red Sox have signed Michael Wacha to an amazing contract. What a steal.
And the fact that Corey Kluber is going to be the next Cy Young. He's going to be the comeback player of the year because he signed with the Tampa.
That's what I was
going to
say, dude. I would put my life savings that he gets at least a few Cy Young votes coming into this after this year. It's going to happen.
The Red Sox signed a free agent starting pitcher who has health concerns. So do the Tampa Bay Rays, but they commit more money than the Boston Red Sox do. That's real.
And the Tampa Bay Rays have more committed money this season than the Boston Red Sox do.
That's kind of wild, actually.
Everything is wrong.
And like 190 of it is to one fucking guy.
I tweeted from the Pesky Report account. I was like, you know, with how people reacted to the Wacha signing, you think we gave him 10 years at 30 mil per? It's like the thing, like, guys, it's 1 year. Who gives a fuck? Someone responded to that and said, like, this is very much a who gives a shit signing. I'm like, yes, that's the perfect way to
really
say
is.
It.
It is.
Yeah, but I'm the who gives a shit guy because the truth is when you only got 30 bucks in your fucking pocket and you're hungry and you spend seven at the fucking machine, the claw machine to get like the little fucking prizes, and you're like, you only had 30 bucks. You're like, well, now I got
also I need to put it out there. I'm already a fan of the Michael Wacha signing because he's Iowa born and raised, and my grandparents know his grandparents. So
yeah. Wow.
That I take everything back now.
Wow, that totally makes me fucking feel so much better.
Yeah, I got a 2013 World Series program because his grandparents picked it up for me. I appreciate
that. Yeah, but he was on the Cardinals and he sucks.
Yep.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. He's going to come out this year. He's going to have like a 2.95 ERA and just shit on everyone's dreams. It's going to be great. He just needs to not throw the cutter. His cutter is complete and utter shit.
He said
in a fucking interview today that he's like, I got to work on my cutter this offseason.
You don't need to work on your fucking cutter. Just throw it in the garbage. Start throwing the garbage.
I was reading on the Michael Wacha signing, and it was said that Dave Bush and Alex Cora were both in on it. They were like trying to get him to sign with the Red Sox. Why?
They must see something they like in him. They must.
I bet it was fucking Bloom. He was like, all right, you two. You're not sitting on your asses. Cora, I saw your Instagram thing the other day. You're at a concert. Get your ass up. We're going to work. I want you to go talk to and hear me out, Michael Wacha.
Dude, you know what?
And Cora's like, Chaim, what the fuck, man? You're fucking killing me. You already know I'm terrible when it comes to the bullpen. You want me to be even worse? We got rid of Martin Perez. Why? We got rid of Garrett Richards. Why are we trying to bring that shit back? And Bloom's like, I see something in him.
I feel like...
and then he goes and talks to Dave Bush, and he's like, you see something in him too, don't you? Yes, Bloom, I do. And then fucking Alex Cora's like, ripping the only hair he has out of his head, which is probably in his ears, or his fucking eyebrows. And he's just like, you're fucking killing me. You signed me to another for another 3 years, and this is the shit I'm going to have to deal with. And Bloom's like, deal with it.
I can imagine, like, Waka as he's putting that, the statement out, like, yeah, I need to work on a – going to work on my cutter. It's like picture, like, Dave Bush in the background, like
– You know what, though? What if he's, like, he's going to promote the shit out of it, knowing the fact that when games really start, he's never going to throw it. And in the back of every hitter's, you know, mind, they're like, that cutter's coming. It's fucking June, and they're like, damn, when's he going to throw that fucking cutter? How long is that going to – It's a $7 million. I'm sorry. He's the number five starting pitcher. There you go.
Unless they get Martin Perez back.
I'm not mildly fucking shocked at anything now. Because now I'm that fucking, like, oh shit, Red Sox fan that says, are we going to sign anyone past 2 years? Because that's not going to work out. Some premier free agent, we're like, we'll give him 2 years.
Imagine he fucking just like, you know what? I'm going to give the bait to fucking Robbie Ray.
Right,
he's like,
hey, and then Robbie, we're just like, wait, that came out of fucking like left field.
Robbie, how about a 2 year deal for like $40 million? And they're like, no,
I just won the fucking Cy Young, dickhead.
You know what doesn't add up? Transitioning to another free agent signing. How the fuck? How did Marcus Semien get a 7 year deal at 31?
We were just fucking talking about that. Like that's what? That makes no fucking sense.
It doesn't make sense on multiple levels.
Well, here's the thing that didn't make sense to me. Rangers. Like, they were nowhere to be seen in that. Like, I was under the impression he was going to Seattle.
I was under the impression that the Rangers were rebuilding. Why did you trade Gallo if you're going to go out and spend money on Semien and now presumably Story? I don't get it.
That was the other thing. Like, well, okay, Gallo sucks, whatever, but... I mean, you got to
build around. He's got he gets on base. He hits some dingers. Plays good defense.
Now he's the fucking Yankees problem.
I really thought that Trevor Story made a ton of sense. 2 years younger, from Texas. You know, it had a lot of good feeling, you know, kind of about it. But Semien, older, I don't know, man.
No, dude, all the indicators from what Texas is putting out is they're going after Story, too. Because Semien put out a statement that if they were to sign another free agent shortstop, he wouldn't mind playing second.
That just doesn't make sense. We were just talking about this, though. What's that? Isaiah Kiner-Falefa?
Kiner-Falefa.
Like, what the fuck is... What are they going to do with him? Trade him?
He plays everywhere, though. He's like their mega utility guy. He played games at catcher.
I think the Red Sox just released a statement, said that they will not sign any big free agents until the year 2028.
Good meme. Dude, seriously though, like I thought we were done I thought front offices were too smart now to give like, you know, a 30 plus year old like 7 years, like, or more than five. Like,
well, what? The Rangers are probably like 10 years behind everybody else.
That's true. Like, the Rangers, like, talk about a directionless clown show franchise. What are you doing? What's the plan?
Like, Marcus Stroman would have made so much sense there, right? You know, like, let's build the starting pitching, you know, kind of round.
I don't know if Stroman would be a good fit.
They're not good enough to win. Period. You shouldn't be paying Stroman. You should be tanking for another year or two, get some picks, and then you sign a guy like Stroman. Like, okay, we're ready to compete now.
Maybe they're not trying to be the Orioles.
You know what's really bad is when the Orioles were like, we're not interested in Michael Wacha. And Haim is like, I am.
I think it's like, yeah, oh wow, the Orioles weren't interested. Okay, that means he's probably good. You know what? He's actually a stud.
I mean, they're getting ready to fucking trade Means and Mullins. Like, what in the fuck?
At what point, guys, like, I hate it because, like, you gotta build around someone. Like, you gotta have pieces to build around. Like, Mullins is a homegrown guy. You got Rushman coming up. Presumably, this should be the year this year for the Orioles where they start being fun but bad, not just bad. And like, if you're shipping Mullins off, you're trying to be terrible for another like 2 or 3 years. Like, you aren't actually trying to build towards winning.
I agree.
Guys, Boston Strong just posted, per source, the Red Sox have been in contact with Hansel Robles. He's looking for a multi-year deal.
Oh, he's not coming then.
Yeah, right. Heim's not going to give money to bullpen guys. He's going to build a Rays-style bullpen where just a bunch of dudes.
See, I don't know about
Armbarn.
Armbarn.
Have you checked out? All right. I want to just stop for a second. Let's talk about the armbarn. Have you looked up the fucking definition of an armbarn?
No.
Yeah, I definitely do not think calling a Major League Baseball bullpen an armbarn. I think.
Why? What's the Urban Dictionary definition?
Are you looking it up?
No, I was going to, but I'm just going to wait for you to say it.
All right. Hold on. I got
to. Okay. Want me to pull it up? I can pull it up. Urban Dictionary.
Shoving one's fist up one's ass.
Glad the podcast degenerates as usual.
I apologize to anybody that's offended by that, but I'm offended by the fact that PETA wants to call a bullpen an arm barn, because that is very disgusting. If that's the things that you're into, we're not kink shaming or anything.
Fisting. Oh my God.
You know, but, anyway. I don't think that's appropriate when it comes to Major League Baseball, and especially with the fact that we're trying to get younger kids involved in said sport. So with too much already X-rated fucking bullshit going on, let's fucking move it on. Orioles? Lame. I don't think they're going to be any good for a while, especially with their front office.
Like I said, like, what are you building for? Like, again, you should be building around Mullins. You should be building around Rutschman. You should be fun but bad this year. You're shaping up to be terrible again for, like, the fourth straight year. Good job.
Trading Means makes a lot of sense. Mullins does not.
At
trading
least Means Mullins is, like, what? He's a bit older, isn't he?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, fine. That makes sense. You can get a piece of 28. You know, that's a guy who's a compete now guy. You're still probably 2 years away from, like, truly competing. I get that. Mullins, you should be building around, like, and that's a homegrown guy. Like, what are you doing? What's the point?
Well, look at what they're doing with Mancini. I mean, the dude's been on the team for how long, and they should have traded him.
Yeah,
they wasted him.
Yep,
that checks out. I don't know.
The Orioles are poorly run. I mean, shocker. This is the shocker of the day.
How about the those Minnesota Twins? Quite active.
Yeah, the fuck? That is an unbelievable bargain of a deal. Dude, Buxton, fire your agent, bro. You got robbed. That was he's injury prone, but his upside's just so high.
Meanwhile, back in Boston, Heim reportedly offered Rafael Devers a two-year extension for $6 million a year. I'm being good facetious. Meme. But, you know – I just, like, it's time. It's fucking beyond time. It's time to fucking lock someone up. Like, Rafael Devers needs to stay in Boston. I don't think anyone.
I posted this the other day. I was like, if you're not going to sign anybody, please extend Devers.
Yeah.
Guys, like, right. I really don't know, like, why you're even worried about. They're going to pay Devers. Like, no, I have no qualms whatsoever.
I don't think
if they're not going to pay one of them, they're not going to pay Xander because he's older. Oh, well, how old is Rafi? 25?
I think they're going to end up letting him walk.
That's hilarious. I mean, that's also really a dumb, objectively stupid thing to do. He's 25. Really, you could give him a 15-year deal. He'd probably be a good hitter through all 15.
I'm not saying Devers. I think they're going to let fucking
Xander walk. Yeah. I'd let Xander walk in a heartbeat if it meant, like, that's what you need to do to keep Rafi long-term. I don't care.
I want Rafi over Bogey. I mean, like, everybody's going to be pissed at the fact that, you know, are we in agreement that we'd rather have Rafi over Bogey?
Yeah.
All
of us. All right. Xander. So I think he's 30. He's going to be 31.
He's 30, isn't he?
I think
he's 29. So he's going to turn 30 this year.
But he's a young.
No, he's 29 and his birthday is October 1st. So he's going to be 29 this whole year.
Well, unless he plays in the postseason.
So, yeah, like. I don't know. Well,
we're all in agreement that Xander's the one that Devers is the one they should pay attention to.
Because, I mean, to me, it's like so easy. Devers, here's your 10-year deal. You're a Red Sox forever. I mean, I bet the his extension is kind of weird, though, because he definitely projects as either the first baseman or DH long term. And I'm pretty sure that's what how Haim is, you know, thinking about it as he's working the extension out. So maybe that's a bit weird.
He's not a first baseman. Yeah, Tristan Cass exactly. is coming up.
Exactly. So he projects as a DH. So it's kind of weird. The money's kind of weird.
I feel like it would have been a lot easier on Haim if JD opted out.
Yeah.
And I feel like I feel like what could happen is, hey, Xander, we're going to move you to third. Devers, you're going to be the DH. Bobby, you're the first baseman. I don't think we go get Schwarber. And then we sign Javi. That's what we should do.
I'm okay with that. I want
two signings. If you give me one of the two signings, I'm going to have a good offseason. All right. Javi, they were actually both Mets too. Javi or Stroman?
Stroman. Wow. I mean, that'd be great.
I would love Javi. Javi would be great here.
I'm worried that I keep fucking thinking like Stroman has his own business, which is HDMH, which is height doesn't measure heart. And you know how he wears his do-rag and he has the dreads and whatnot. Well, he got into that argument with the Yankees saying he would never take the do-rag off. He's not gonna cut the dreads off.
Because the Yankees and uniform policy is from the 1950s.
You don't like the fucking stupid Yankees policy. What better way than fucking come to Boston and face them fucking how many times nights, you know, being the dugout while we're facing them 19 fucking times.
That's the thing, dude. Is like, I swear to God, like no Yankee fan, like under the age of 40 likes it. And like everyone else hates it.
Judge had that fucking beard, that picture with his beard. He has like scruff going on. And every fucking Yankee fan was going crazy. And all the females were like goo-gooing over it. It's like,
well, it's just
imagine if fucking Aaron Judge was out in right field, you know, with a beard.
Like, I'm sorry. It's not America in the 1940s anymore, guys. Like, get rid of your fucking retarded policy.
let me ask you two this question. If there was one policy that you would like to see the New York Yankees get rid of, I know we're not Yankee fans, but if there was one policy you would like to see the Yankees get rid of, what would it be? Names on the back of the jersey or facial hair?
Oh, facial hair, without a doubt. Yeah. Because, like, hair. Yeah, I mean, the numbers thing, it's like they should put the names on the back. That's like, whatever, I'll just Google the number. It takes 5 seconds. Like, the facial, it's just dumb. You're restricting a player's freedom, like, for no good reason. Like, it contributes to a winning culture. Yeah, you've won so much over the last 10 years. Good job, team. Oh, really gets everyone to buy in. Like, yeah, when you're not winning anymore, like, the policy just looks stupid because it is.
Like, if that was really the logic, then no hockey team would ever win the Stanley Cup because, you know, when teams get to the playoffs, nobody shaves, right? Like,
in hockey, Lou Lamoriello is an old-school GM there. He's the GM for the Islanders. He has a no facial hair policy throughout the regular season. He gets rid of it for the playoffs. Even like a guy like him, where it's like he's old school, at least he's like, nah, playoffs? Yeah, grow a fucking beard, Chief. It's your reward.
I'm fucking petrified that there is an unwritten rule that just time's not going past like 2 or 3 years. That's it.
Now, do you think that like all of this has to do, and this is got to be a headache for everybody to hear. Fenway Sports Group just purchased the Pittsburgh Penguins. Do we think that that's going to affect us being able to fucking sign players?
No.
No, I don't.
They own Liverpool too, guys. You do know that, right? Like, they have a fuck ton of money just from Liverpool. And then also the Red Sox make an absurd surplus of money. Like, they print dollar bills.
Well, I mean, like, you've got – oh, we don't have the money to sign Mookie Betts, but here we're going to buy a fucking franchise in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
it's not about not having the money. It's just that like they didn't think the team was good enough to win anymore, and they wanted to do a retool.
I think John Henry has gotten really screwed on a lot of long-term contracts. Look at, you know, Hanley Ramirez, Pablo Sandoval, Carl Crawford, you know, David Price. Like, you know, even though that one wasn't the same ilk of Carl Crawford, there have been so many big ticket free agent contracts that just really didn't work out that I think he's been burned enough. And last year showed that you really don't have to spend a ton of money if you retool correctly. That's all well and awesome, except Nathan Eovaldi was given a 5-year deal and he was awesome last year. And if Heim doesn't change the current course of action, then Nathan's gone in the offseason because he's not going to re-sign him to a long-term deal. So you look at the players, Xander Bogaerts, who had a great year, long-term, you know, commitment from him. You have to be able to still look and find those guys and identify them. I'm not saying Heim's not going to, but I'll feel a hell of a lot better when he actually does.
Can I just say, like, I just don't understand this pessimism out of nowhere. Like, oh, suddenly John Henry is cheap. Guys, for almost a decade, he's spent over the luxury tax. Hello? Are we real? Can we hold the cynicism till it actually happens, please? Like,
oh, I don't think John Henry is cheap at all. I think John Henry has been more than a model owner. I am nervous to see if Heim is just massively gun-shy. I'd like to see just the first one happen.
He's massively gun-shy, but everyone thinks he overpaid for Michael Wacha.
That was a fucking horrible overpay for Michael Wacha. There, come on. You know, and from all reports you can see is that other teams wanted Wacha for 2 years, $4 million per. So he said, I'm going to fucking overpay you for 1 year.
One, yeah.
For seven. Yeah, but it's because he's petrified of a 2-year commitment, which is weird. It's fucking odd. That's the way I feel.
He's petrified. Come on, really?
That, I mean, you tell me why he gave reports are $2 to $3 million more to Wacha to commit to 1 year. Why?
Because he doesn't think he's that good enough for a 2-year deal.
Then don't pay him for 1 year for $7 million.
Because he thinks his upside is high enough for a 1 year that it's like, okay, whatever. We'll cross the bridge later if we get there.
Yeah, I don't agree with that logic. I think there's a finite amount of money to spend for this upcoming season, and I think it's a shit way to spend $7 million.
Okay, yeah. I kind of agree with you there, Mr. Brady, or Brad with a Y. Hagel, I totally understand where you're coming from as well. What the hell was that?
What was what?
Yeah.
Nothing, I guess. I thought, yep, there it is.
Oh, the clatter. Yep. What is that? It's not on my end. I don't think it is.
Yeah,
it is.
That's not on my end.
What the fuck?
Okay, so I'm not fucking
rattle crazy. My bones.
I thought I was, what in the fuck is that?
Whatever. I'm okay. So confused.
I'm not seeing anything, so I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
That's funny. I hear it though. I know exactly.
And now it's like about. I can't not fucking hear it. Hold on a second. I'm gonna.
You know, like the door stopper in like bathrooms where it's like the springy thing and like you can like flick it. It sounds like that.
Hold on a second. It's coming from your end, Brady.
Really?
I don't know what it is.
I swear to God, it is. Hold on. It's gone now. It was playing.
Yeah, it's gone. It must be like your chair or something. I don't know.
Yep, it's totally you.
I'm not even moving.
Okay, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal.
All I hear is you hear it, right?
I'd be Brad, like, Brad's had enough. Crazy. Anyway. Oh my God.
Now it's like all I can fucking pay attention to.
Who cares? What was some other baseball shit that happened? Didn't something else happen that I'm forgetting about?
I was going to say, let's start talking about the San Francisco Giants and the Los Angeles Dodgers, like we were supposed to this week, because I did no research again. And
let's go.
Let's go.
Hogdale, real quick. Mets went crazy and signed Sterling Marte, Eduardo Escobar, and Mark Canha. Real quick, thoughts on that one?
Mark Canha is a good signing. He's a really good on-base guy. That was a low-key Red Sox guy I thought that Heim might be targeting. So that's a good signing. Marte is really good. He was a total stud this year, stole a fuck ton of bases, hit for good average. Not much for power, but he plays a good defense out in center, so I get it. The Mets want to win now. I think that's an okay signing. Escobar is an interesting one. He had a really good year this year, and again, like the Mets are trying to win now, so I get it. The Mets are going to Met, but it's okay. You know, if they win, they're
an arm barn.
Arm barn, indeed. So yeah, good for the Mets, dude. And right. it's nice for them to have an owner that, I mean, even though he's a weirdo on Twitter, at least he actually spends money, which the Wilpons just did not do.
A weirdo? The guy's a fucking idiot on Twitter.
Yeah.
He should be fucking banned. Like, please stop using Twitter, Steve Cohen. Please stop using it.
I love the fucking the tweets. Like,
I woke up upset this morning.
Like, well, just like the never in my experience have I dealt with an agent so unprofessional. Yeah, your whole 1 year of owning the team, your vast knowledge of owning teams.
Yeah, he's such a douchebag.
Breaking news. The Texas Rangers have just reached another agreement with a free agent.
It's Trevor Story, isn't it?
Cole Calhoun.
Oh, who gives a fuck? That's such a nothing free agent.
He is a Texas Ranger. I figured that
he's like literally like a zero war guy. He's just like neutral.
He doesn't make it better, motherfucker. Yes. He doesn't make it worse.
He's like the definition of just guy.
That checks out. That works.
I'm actually going to look up his stats because I'm genuinely curious.
He's very close to a zero war player, but he's not quite. He's just a little more negative than he's not.
Oh, no. He's minus 0.1. So, yeah, like right around neutral.
Yep. You're really – he doesn't help you.
I didn't even have to look it up. I'm like, he's like literally – he's just a body. He's a warm body.
He doesn't hurt you, though. He don't help you. Hurt you.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Yep. Don't get excited about Cole Calhoun. You won't even know he's here. Don't worry.
It's true. Anyway,
I don't even know who the fuck he is.
Did you put the podcast on your back yet again and do some research?
I'd like to say yes.
None of us did we?
Let's go.
You're a fucking terrible fucking podcast. Well, luckily enough, we know enough about the fucking San Francisco Giants and the Dodgers.
You have the wrong team. The Giants we covered last week.
It's the Dodgers and the A's.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Oops, I don't know enough.
Professional
about the A's,
podcast. Oh, my God.
The Dodgers list of free agents is amazing. Like, dude,
Can we name the fucking free agents for the A's?
Yeah. Oh, for the A's?
Yeah.
The Oakland A's.
There's that guy, and then they have, you know, that other guy, and then there's that guy that he plays baseball.
I agree. Man. One second, I can Google it.
Well, we know Starlin Marte is not on their team anymore, and Marcana is not on their team anymore.
Yeah, the A's are blowing it up.
What the A's are playing is. I imagine they blow it up.
Do you think they keep Mormon?
Probably not.
Holy shit. Trevor Rosenthal. Wait, hold on. Are these free agents? That doesn't
Brad's
seem like
up.
Free agents.
All right. Yeah. Rosenthal, Yan Gomes, Jake Diekman, Mike Fiers. Andrew
that
Chapin,
guy's never going to pitch another place in his fucking life.
Sergio Romo, Mitch Moreland, Jed.
Hold on. Lowry. Would you guys take a flyer on Romo?
Yep.
Yeah, I'd take a flyer. I'd take a flyer.
Yo, the motherfucker Romo. Like undressed last year. Remember? You remember that? Like he was like, "All right, motherfucker, you want to check my fucking belt here? I'll take my pants
he
off."
He brings
too.
A little crazy to the table that I like. You know what I mean?
I can't wait until the tweets here in a few days when people are like, "Oh man, we need a Mitch Moreland reunion. We need the reunion, dude."
Brock. I almost said Lesnar, but Brock Holt.
Brock.
I
wonder if he had a good year with the Rangers.
No, he did not.
Wow. How do you know? Just because you're a meanie? I'm Googling it just to be sure. He was worth more war than Cole Calhoun. He was worth 0.1 war.
Pick that shit up.
Yeah. He had that fucking stupid mustache.
He had a very powerful OPS of 579.
And he had that stupid mustache.
He was bad.
I told you. He wasn't good. He was fucking pretty bad last year.
You know, at least he's a positive player. He inflicts a positive influence on the team.
If we don't get fucking Kyle from Waltham, do you think they try to go after Moreland again?
No. God, why? Like,
I don't either.
Just like why? Like, just keep Bobby. Like, honestly,
I the only way I see Kyle from Waltham coming back is if Bobby is using a trade for a starting pitcher. That's it. That's it.
I wouldn't mind that.
Maybe like Chris Bassett.
Oh my God, dude, get his dick out your mouth.
I love Chris Bassett. That'd be great. Now, listen, Sean Manaea, I'd take him. Frankie Montas, absolutely.
All three, let's go.
Yeah.
Chris Davis is a free agent.
which one?
Well, the other one fucking retired, dipshit.
Crush Davis.
Oh, that's right. He did. Oh, so Chris with a K.
Yeah.
The guy that hit like 246 3 years in a row with the exact same number.
Ultimate consistency.
That's amazing.
Imagine how many home runs he would fucking hit in Fenway.
A lot. That'd be fun.
He'd have to hit a ball first, but
dude, he hit a very powerful 157 with the Rangers.
Yeah, but he went to the A's for minor league, I think.
Oh my God, he was worth minus 0.4 WAR, so very useful player. OPS plus is 75. Well, what a legend! Dude,
think the A's are just going in a complete fire sale. I mean, they lost their manager. They're just like, all right, it's not.
I would tear it down if I was them. Like, generally, I don't know how they're going to win with what they have, and they aren't going to spend money because
you mean
the
what they don't have.
Yeah, I mean, like James Caprillion that they got from the Yankees in the Sonny Gray trade. He looks like he's turning into something, but he's still young. Yeah, you keep him, but. Chris Bassett's about to be a free agent at the end of the year. Yes, please. Sean Manaea is going to be a free agent after the year's end. That sounds good.
Olsen's gone too, guaranteed.
Yeah, he's got 1 year left. Chapman's a hell of a third baseman too. I think he's got 2 years left. So they're going to have to – they have to tear things down and then rebuild them up. That's just the way that is.
Yeah, they're talking about moving to fucking Las Vegas.
I mean, that's probably not going to hurt, you know. I mean, because – I mean, that stadium is not really too packed on any given fucking night.
Well, just like the A's stadium is such a fucking garbage heap.
Oh, I mean, when you have your fucking... You know what I hate about the Oakland Coliseum?
That smells like shit. Yep,
there it is. It's back. that noise came back. There it is.
Anyway, can you go ahead and keep talking?
I've always hated the fact. Why do you not have an actual bullpen? Why is it out on the field?
Play.
I fucking hate that.
Because they're poverty. Like they just fucking like. What do you want them to like spend money to like add a bullpen in there? They barely spend money on the players on the field.
If they go to fucking Las Vegas and they build a fucking stadium there, and they don't put an actual bullpen in, I'm gonna lose my shit.
I wonder if they just end up sharing the Raiders stadium again. Who knows?
Their off season though is really not going to be fun. If you're an Oakland A's fan, this is not going to be a fun off season.
You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Jesus Christ, we already have 9.
To be fair, their off seasons are rarely fun anyways because, as established, 14, 15, they don't spend 16. Money.
They have like 16 fucking players that are free agents.
And
two of them are already gone.
Their payroll is going to be like $12 million next year. Heim is licking his chops. He's like, I wish. I just fucking wish.
Hey, but like, I wish my payroll was $12 million.
Yep. He's like, but the beer costs more than the fucking – we make more on beer concessions than we do the whole fucking team payroll.
Jesus Christ.
True.
So true.
So they suck. They're losing a lot. It's who knows how much they're going to strip it down. But if they get rid of Bassett and Manaea and Olsen, just punt. Just fucking punt. I mean, what? How about it? What if Mike Fiers went back to Houston?
It's not going to happen.
But what if he did, though? What if he actually did?
I would be fucking shot hilarious. By one of the Houston fans. But, not going to lie.
Like him and Altuve just hugging. And Bregman just like, let's let it go, boys. Let's let it go.
Anyway.
So that's our in-depth Oakland A's look for the deep dive. The Dodgers is fucking fascinating offseason.
They fucking signed Andrew Heaney.
Right.
They really did. The Heen dog.
But their rotation right now is Walker Buehler, Julio Urias, Tony Gonsolin, and Andrew Heaney. Yep. That's the rotation right now.
That's fucking crazy. This is who's a free agent from the Dodgers last year. Kershaw, Scherzer, Jansen, Seager, Duffy, Kelly. I would take a flyer on Kelly again.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Taylor, Corey Niebel, Jimmy Nelson, Nicholas Trepiano, Cole Hamels. Let him fucking rot and fucking let him go to Tampa Bay. Ryan Missinger, Albert Pujols. I could see them bringing him back.
Yeah.
He's a clubhouse guy too. So Kevin Quackenbush, that's a funny name. Natalie Falez, Steven Souza. Might kick him. I hope he fucking rots in hell. Brandon Morrow. That's a lot of fucking.
Like you said, you'd take a flyer on Kelly when he's not going to get flyer money. He's going to get good reliever money. He had a 2.86 ERA this year.
I'd still take a flyer on him. So eat it.
Well, it's not a flyer. It's like
you're. It is a flyer. Did you watch him fucking throw that puck through his fucking window last year?
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, I'd take a flyer on him.
If I don't know why they wouldn't, I'd bring back Kershaw if I was them, dude. Like, I just don't know why
they're not going. If they bring him back, it's going to be for like $3 million or some shit,
which is absurd. Like, oh, like he's dealt with some injuries, dude. Like, even old man Kershaw, like, is still better than most pitchers. Like, he's
better than Mike Kickham.
Exactly. Like, he's still like around a 3 ERA wise, like as an old man, which is ridiculous.
Michael Wacha is going to get more in free agency than Kershaw.
So tragic.
How would you react if the Boston Red Sox went and fucking signed Kershaw?
Wouldn't be surprised if the fucking Astros went and signed Kershaw. What would be, now that I think about it.
What's the contract, though? You got to give me, because Jaime ain't signing more than a year or two.
Let's say $20 million, 2 years.
So 20 per?
Yep.
Yeah, 2 for $40 million.
I would do it. Yeah.
Like, I still think really highly of Clayton Kershaw.
Wait, like, did you really say 2 for $40 million?
Well, just said 2 years, $20 million per year. That's 2 for $40 million.
No. 10, 220.
Oh God, I would sign that
heartbeat.
Fucking God, am I fucking?
I would sign it for that.
Are you okay?
Read the chat.
Read the chat.
15. All right, maybe I sound like fucking. What's his name on Austin Powers? $1 million.
Yes.
I'm saying that. All right. So 220 each.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would do that.
Okay.
Here's the real question. You think that.
I don't think he's going to get that, though.
Who knows? Do you think the Dodgers bring back Scherzer?
Yes.
No.
I think they do.
Where do you think he goes, Brad?
I think he's going to stay on the West Coast. I think. I'm going to say what Hogdale said earlier. I think the Angels are going to fucking offer him a shit ton of money.
Oh, no.
That was a good tweet for me. Like, yeah, the Angels are going to be the Angels. Give him 5 years, $35 million per.
I don't think he goes back to the Dodgers.
They need him, though. They legitimately
they do. But I don't think, I think they take Kershaw back. I don't think they're going to fucking, I don't think they're going to go for that money.
I mean, they gave up a lot to get him. And re-signing him at least kind of softens that blow. But, I mean, that'd be a lot. But they need another starting pitcher. There's no question.
Yep.
Dustin May's out. So, I mean.
He had Tommy John, right?
Yeah.
All right, so he's out for most of the next year.
He's so talented.
And David Price, they didn't even really fuck with him starting. No. They were just like, pitch when you want. Like,
Stay home, and we'll call you if we need you.
David Price is like just living his best life right now. It's like retirement years for him. Like, honestly,
he really knows that is this the last year of his contract?
Yes.
He's probably sitting here like, man, I really did the Boston Red Sox shitty, but at least I'm getting paid not to work now.
The Sox are still paying like $10 million of his salary, aren't they?
I think it's 16.
Hey, cool. 16. That comes off the books next year. Good shit.
Yeah. Dude, everything comes off the books next year. And they're going to sign no.
Oh, but they're terrified to sign. God, shut up, Brady. They're terrified to sign long-term deals, and they have no money tied up in anyone.
Listen, when he signs his first free agent that's like 5 or 6 year deal, I'll be like, now I feel better. I just need to see one. Just one.
What if he comes out tomorrow and fucking signs Stroman to a 3 year deal?
Three, I would love it. A guy like Stroman to a 3-year deal. You shouldn't be giving him like 6 or 7.
No, but five.
No, I would totally give Stroman five. Five to six.
He doesn't pitch with velocity, so he might age well, but the guy, his size is just like, injuries are a worry.
Height doesn't measure heart.
It doesn't, but it does measure how many injuries you're going to sustain. Ask Ben Lincecum.
Yeah, ask Mookie Betts.
Yeah, that too. He's 30 on the nose. He'll turn 31 on May 1st.
I like Stroman.
I like him, just not like super long term.
I would take him for five.
I would take him for five, but I wouldn't feel good about that last year or two.
Hines, like, what about for like one year, $10 million?
Galaxy Stroman is not getting.
He is getting way more than $10 million.
Oh, I agree, but like, you know, Hines,
I'm going. Stroman's probably he's getting anywhere between 16 to 20.
Oh, I think he'll make more than 20.
You think per year? I don't think he's going to get a 1-year contract.
No. I think he's a 4 or 5 year. I think he's going to be very close to $100 million total. 20 per 5 years.
I don't think so.
I would.
I don't think so. Yeah, that's you.
I'm thinking of like what like prices are set right now, because like starting pitching is pretty pricey nowadays.
Right, and he's pretty fucking good. Took the ball. Had the most starts last year of any pitcher. Reliability and logging innings is really fucking cool.
Like, I'm not worried about him pitching in Boston because he pitched in New York just fine.
I gotta say this again: when Michael Wacha gets $7 million, you have to then look at Stroman with a whole new lens. When Andrew Heaney gets
Heaney gets a half, like, come on now.
Okay, so Heaney and Wacha, if the Red Sox signed both, would have been $15 million, right? Then Marcus Stroman gets 20. Checks out.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
were there any other signings that happened? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Good question. Let me look.
Did we cover Cole Calhoun?
Oh yeah, too much, honestly. More than a minute was like too much for that.
I still don't know who the fuck Cole Calhoun is.
Nobody does.
You don't know Arizona Diamondbacks legend Cole Calhoun?
And it's not even Cole with a C.
No, it's Cole with a K.
Yeah, I don't know who Cole Calhoun is.
His name is Cole Christopher Calhoun, all with Ks.
No, Calhoun is not with a K.
I know. I'm joking. It's a joke.
It's almost fuck like me, the Pablo Oscar Sandoval.
Right now, dude, is Correa, Seager, and Story are like giddy right now with these shortstops.
Cole Calhoun looks like he's like 48 years old.
Yeah. Okay. So like here, like John Boy put this out.
Does he?
Yes. John Boy put this out.
Old as fuck, dude.
He looks like the third base coach. He's fucking.
John Boy put one out. Oh god.
It's about the shortstop market, like how the dude should be giddy right now. Because let's see, Lindor. 10-year deal, $30 million a year, paid till he's 38. Simeon, $25 million a year, he's being paid through till he's 38. So all these dudes are going to look for super long-term deals. And they can like point to multiple examples in the market, be like, yep, that's what the going rate is.
Lindor, $34 million a year for ages 28 to 38. 10-year deal.
Thing.
Simeon, $25 million a year for 31 to 38 age season, 7-year deal. If Correa, Seager, Story, Baez all sign big long-term deals, I like the world where they all work out. The shortstop position is nothing but late 30-year-olds.
Long-term deals, dude. They're going to kill some of these dudes, some of these teams. That Simeon deal, I bet, is ugly by the end of it. It'll be bad.
Gausman not going to come to the Red Sox. He wants a multi-year contract, and Chaim Bloom said, we don't do those anymore. So close the book on that one.
And Gausman turned around and said, well, Kike.
And he goes, yeah, we've learned from that mistake for giving him 2 years. We should have done one.
I've had enough of this cynicism. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's real.
This is literally John Henry is the track record of spending money. Like, no, he's not going to spend any more, and Kime is going to be cheap. Sources,
They're going to spend $205 million. They'll be right up against it, but they will not go over it. And
they'll
be one-year deals for everybody. That's it. You get a one-year deal.
Sources,
you get
dude, one-year deal. Trust me.
Hansel Robles, 1 year, $7 million.
Yeah, but that's a guy you do give a one-year deal to. You don't pay him long-term.
I agree.
He wants a multi-year contract. And Bloom's like, nope.
Not doing it. Nope.
If he does want to build his bullpen around a bunch of makeshift pieces like the Rays, then fine. I get it.
It's amazing that Heim is married, though. You know, because a guy, he's clearly afraid of commitment. Like, there's no right?
You have no evidence to back up your claim. He's been the GM for like 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
But, okay, I want you right now, if we were to look back in the history of the Red Sox, in the last 15 years prior to them coming, I bet you not one offseason went by that they didn't sign at least one player to a 3-year contract.
It's November. I'm so tired of it.
Yeah.
Well, what?
Yeah,
God
but
damn
he's,
it. All the
every
most
day of his life, he's like,
the market.
I don't know. Like, he can't buy a car. He's got to lease it because he's like, I don't know if I'm going to want it. Like, after 3 years, he's like, 3 years is forever. Let me get a 2-year lease. They're like, we don't do that, Mr. Bloom. He's like, I'll pay extra. Just like the Waka signing, I'll overpay.
I swear to God, I've been transported to like a fucking WEEI Felger and Maz segment. Like, I'm losing my mind here.
Felger doesn't work on EEI. Fuck off.
Oh, fine. The fan. My bad.
The sports hub or whatever it is.
I don't care.
Can I just live in a state where I seeing is believing a little bit? I just want to see one long-term commitment from Heim Bloom. I was in an arranged marriage for Heim.
Oh, my God.
You know, like, he didn't actually say it because I just think, like, you know, Heim doesn't have a tattoo because he's like, that shit's on you forever. Like, he's not doing
that's commitment.
Shit.
First off, that's a lie because, you know, he has like a gigantic Star of David just tattooed on his chest because he's a legend.
Jesus fuck.
Do you know how bad it is? The only fucking multi-year deal that he's given out is to his manager. Alex Cora has the longest term commitment.
Hey, give him Kike.
Cora got a three-year.
Well, you said multi-year. Multi means more than one.
Yeah.
Right. But they had one left with Cora, but now he extended him for two, so he's got 3 years under contract. That's
technically Renfro was a multi-year deal too because he got Arbiers after.
He's gonna DFA that motherfucker. You know that because he's like, we ain't going this far with you. Fuck that. He's
DFAing that bitch.
DFA.
Get the fuck off my team.
Fuck that. Alex Cora. Can we say this? Thank God that he's going to be here. Thank God. Thank you.
So,
I want to thank John Henry.
So much for the tension, am I right? The tension between those two. Oh, man, Cora's going to be gone. They hate each other. Oh, boy.
They went to a Turkish bath together. And
that's another one where it's like the source was, dude, trust me. Like, oh, yeah, they told me the tension. Oh, my God.
He was like, are you going to make a commitment, Heim? He's like, stop pressuring me. Heim's got problems. You know he does. When he joins a gym, he's like, I'm not doing the year membership.
I really hope like it's like tomorrow, like both Devers and like Bogarts, like their extensions get announced. Like, because
let's go.
I would be so happy.
We have 1, 2, 3. We have 3 nights until we're locked out, gentlemen, and we will be doing another podcast beforehand. Because it's definitely heating up now, the offseason, the free agencies, it is heating up. I believe we're going to get a slew, or whatever you want to call it. We're going to get a ton of free agent signings. I don't think that Correa is going to end up getting signed. Baez, possibly, before the lockout.
Sounds like talks between him and the Tigers have been heating up.
I don't think he goes to the Tigers. I think Correa is going there.
Oh, that's what I thought you meant. Correa to the Tigers.
Were you talking about Correa or Baez? Hogtail.
Oh, me? I was talking about Baez.
Yeah. Baez has been talking. I don't see him as a good fit there. I feel like Correa, if they're going to spend money, might as well go after the best shortstop that's available. And yep. I'm not going to sit here and fucking bullshit you, but Correa is the best shortstop on the market right now.
I mean, yeah, he's in the total package, great defense, good hitter, clutch hitter, which is the most important thing.
Like, yeah. I just really want to see him and Eddie do the fucking time thing together.
Yes, as a unit.
And then I want to see the Red Sox fucking destroy Eddie.
It'll be funny if that happens.
So, all right, gentlemen, thanks for coming on, talking to some baseball, Red Sox, and all the other good stuff that we talk about all the time. We will be back on Tuesday. We have a guest coming on Tuesday night, Emily Nyman of Breaking Balls Podcast. I have had her on one of my old podcasts before and had a ton of fun. She's a Yankees fan, but she's very respectful. She understands baseball. She knows more baseball. She knows about baseball, more about baseball than like anybody else I really know. I don't know Carrabas, so I can't say. But I've talked to her before. It was an absolute blast talking to her. We will be talking about the New York Yankees, some of the things that she sees going on, and things that are going to happen within the next couple of days, because we're almost guaranteed. I'm going with a 99.9% chance there's going to be a lockout. So
yeah,
we will be talking about that with Emily. So come join us. The next episode will be out on Wednesday morning. All right, I'll take it easy. I gotta find the stupid outro.
I'm alone.
You're listening to.
Oops.
Thank you for listening to the Pesky Report. Make sure to follow us on social media at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Pesky Report. No matter what platform you're listening to us on, please make sure to leave us a review and a comment and let us know how we're doing. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.